As the price of coal has declined over the past 4 years, no one state may be feeling the financial impact more than our own. West Virginia once relied heavily on coal and related industries for jobs, but now has the highest unemployment rate in the nation. As a part of our partnership with Pittsburgh's The Allegheny Front, looking at the future of coal in Appalachia, today we zero in on how the decline of coal prices are impacting how governments in West Virginia pay for themselves. The unincorporated town of Comfort, West Virginia, is made up of two gas stations and an elementary school. All three sit along a winding two-lane road that on any given day is peppered with trucks carrying loads of coal. Coal they picked up at the Kanawha Eagle Mining Complex a few hundred feet down the road. But the last several years have been tough for the industry, and now fewer and fewer of those trucks roll through.
Sometimes I wonder how they even make money.
31-year-old Derek Chase has worked in the industry for nearly a decade. He stopped at one of the Comfort gas stations about an hour before his night shift at the Kanawha Eagle site, where he works as an electrician.
We've been in bankruptcy for probably close to 2 months now.
Earlier this year, Chase's employer, Patriot Coal, filed for bankruptcy, and this month issued notices to some 1,000 employees in southern West Virginia that they could be laid off. But Chase's story isn't unique in Boone County, where he lives and works. The county has lost nearly 2,700 mining jobs since 2011, the highest number of coal job losses for any county in the nation. The decline hasn't just been bad news for miners like Chase, though. Coal is one way local governments in West Virginia pay for things like water lines and senior centers.
All your coal counties are really hurting, southern West Virginia. We're all the same.
Mickey Brown has been a member of the Boone County Commission for 15 years. Brown watched as his county's budget grew in the early part of the decade because of an influx of dollars from coal severance taxes. A severance tax is the rate companies pay for extracting a natural resource in the state. In West Virginia, mining companies pay 5% per ton of coal. But as the price of coal declined over the past several years, Commissioner Brown says so did the amount that Boone County collected. From 2012 to 2015, the county's budget was cut almost in half.
Now, we've made cuts all along to where we've been watching what we've been spending.
And those cuts have come to county services. Boone County prioritizes projects that will bring public drinking water to its rural communities. Instead of paying for it themselves with severance tax dollars, today the county relies on federal and private grants to fund waterline expansions. Those grants can be costly and time-consuming for small governments to apply for and keep track of. Community projects are suffering as well. Commissioner Brown says years ago, the County Board of Education asked for help replacing bleachers at all three county high school football stadiums, a $500,000 project. Today, if that project came before the commission, Brown says they'd have to turn them away.
Before, when somebody would come in with a request, it could be an extravagant request, and we could do it. But now we kind of made a policy that we're not going to do any more grants, $1,000 maximum each year.
And the state is starting to feel the pinch, too. Deputy Revenue Secretary Mark Muckow says back in 2012, coal mining tax revenues made up about 9% of the state's budget.
In the fiscal year 16 budget, we believe it's going to be closer to 5.4%.
Or a decrease of about $115 million. Federal regulations and an abundance of cheaper, cleaner natural gas is hurting the industry, Muckow says. He also attributes the decline to a decrease in foreign demand. Back in Boone County, where electrician Derek Chase lives, the decline in coal prices is forcing him out of not just the industry, but out of the state altogether. Chase, who has a wife and three young kids, started searching for a job long before his layoff notice came, and he found one outside of Albany, New York, some 650 miles away from home.
Got to work somewhere, and there's not going to be any place to work here.
Still, coal is following him. His new job with CSX would have had him working on locomotive engines, but it's been put on hold because of a decline in rail shipments of coal. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Comfort, West Virginia.